Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is a holiday weekend. Beautiful weather. We're working. You're working.
Mm-hmm.
You're working Monday, too, right?
I am working Monday, yes.
Twins baseball will be on the air.
Yes, pregame at 2:30 on Monday.
So I will be standing by.
Yes.
So I am working.
Kind of.
And that's my story.
Just in case it rains in Houston and the roof doesn't work and we get a rain out, you'll be
Anything
ready.
Could happen. Anything could happen.
True.
This is the time of year where commencement speeches are happening.
Yeah.
Do you remember, where did you go to college?
UMD in Duluth.
UMD.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have like a fancy graduation speaker?
Not fancy. Yeah. Nobody I remember.
Mine, no. I don't remember either. He was like, and Marquette has had some cool, like Marley Matlin.
Yeah.
Is their speaker at Marquette University this year.
Cool.
But Marley is like, I think her daughter goes to Marquette, which is kind of cool. The actress.
On this topic, maybe this is what you're about to say. Did you see Tom Hanks?
No.
He gave the speech, I believe, at Harvard, right? And it was hilarious. If you just Google some clips of his commencement speech, it's amazing. I loved it. And I just saw a little clip of it, you know, on the morning news programs.
Right.
It was great. Very fun.
Oh, cool.
Very fun.
All right, I'll look for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little sample of a commencement address at the University of Massachusetts at Boston.
Okay.
The commencement speaker is Robert Hale, who is a billionaire. And listen to what happened.
And for us, the greatest joys we've had in our life have been the gift of giving. So each of you is getting $1,000 cash.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
2,500 graduates. So that's $2.5 million, right? Is my math right on that?
That is so cool.
Just amazing.
Why didn't I go to UMass?
Right? The UMass kids are like, holy moly. So he had 4,000 customized envelopes. So maybe there's 4,000 of them.
That's really
crazy.
Cool. I love that. That's neat.
Everybody gets... Yeah. Yeah. He founded. So this guy, he founded a company called Granite Communication, Telecommunication.
OK.
There is a lot of money in this media thing. Just
sure.
not for us. But the people who own these things.
Yes.
Pretty cool. So that's pretty neat.
Nice.
He said. That the greatest joy is the gift of giving.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Love it.
Yeah. Like, you know, Seth going off to NYU, probably decent chance there's some sort of famous graduation
speaker.
Oh, you
think so. Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift gave a graduation address at NYU one year.
Yeah. Yeah. And many of those people who would be higher profile in the world of, you know, famousness probably live in New York.
Right.
Have a home in
New
York.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel sort of robbed. Like I think my graduation speaker was like the, you know, CEO of Sears or something.
I think mine was like the fourth level provost of one of the colleges of something or other.
I gave the speech for the College of Communication.
Did you really? Of course you did.
So
of course you did. What am I saying?
And I gave a speech about mentoring.
Good topic.
Because I had a terrific mentor. And you know it's funny, so I can say this because my parents aren't listening, but my parents were sort of miffed that I gave a speech about my mentor instead of about them.
Oh. Well.
Kind of fair, I guess.
They're your mentors too, but they're also your parents.
It's just different.
A true mentor is a different category for
yes.
sure. Yeah.
But I reward my parents by occasionally throwing them under the bus on this radio station that they can't hear.
And how do you know that they're not listening to you on the
Odyssey
app?
They sure could be. Mm-hmm. I know they have in the past, so I'm playing with fire here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
It's true. You got to think about the politics of that stuff.
Like, I know.
Who are you going to upset by giving a speech? My oldest is the student body president at Maple Grove.
Yes.
And Seth just opted out. It's like, I'm not going to give a speech. So, like, you have to apply to give a speech.
Oh, wow.
It's not like the class. When we were in school, you know, it's different now, right? Like, when we were in school, the valedictorian got to speak.
Yes.
And now, like, I don't know, schools don't have a valedictorian.
Mm.
Because
they don't?
No. Now, the kid who is number one in the class knows it. But most schools do, like, a top 1%.
A group thing.
Because you don't want to make, well, first of all.
It's PC, right?
It is. And I sort of get it because, like, I don't know. When you have that sort of, kids can game the system, right? Like, you take easier classes, so you penalize a kid who takes a tougher class. But then, like, how do you break the tie? So a lot of at Maple Grove, they give an award for straight A's all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there were probably 40 kids who got it.
Wow.
And you're like, that's impressive.
Yes, it is.
But you're like, how do you decide who's number one?
Yeah.
Sort of stupid at that point.
Lots of number ones to celebrate.
Everybody's a winner nowadays.
Yeah, kind of. Yep.
Sort of how it goes. Gas prices.
They're down.
They are down. I feel like in when it comes to gas prices, your feelings, I think, matter more than the reality.
Yeah.
It feels like we went down, right? Like in the winter, we were down around like $3. We were closing in on $3. Mm-hmm. And now we're at $3.50. And I feel like gas prices are high.
Yeah.
But compared to
last year. Yeah.
What was it? $4.20?
Over $4, yes. I do remember that.
No. Gas prices are funny, right?
Yeah.
Do you get worked up about it?
I used to
also.
Now I'm not really the person who keeps the gas tank filled. Chris kind of takes care of that, so I don't pay as much attention as I used to. And we are a one-car family, so he always
nice.
Fills
that
up, though,
nice.
Like at Sam's or Costco at the cheaper rate, which is nice.
So I looked at, you kind of look at the credit card rewards you get. So often when I compare Costco to like the regular gas station, if you factor in that you don't get credit card rewards at Costco, you're like, just go to whatever gas station's close.
You do get rewards at Costco.
If you have like the special Visa that gives you like, but usually not at the gas station. I don't think.
Okay. I guess I don't know.
Yeah. Watch it, folks.
I know. I shouldn't talk about things I have no idea what it is.
No, you should. Like, that's what keeps this whole operation moving. A texter says Paul Douglas was the speaker at U of M graduation.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of, I think Paul Douglas would be a good.
He'd be funny, yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's a lot of pressure. Like, you have to be funny. You have to be inspiring.
Yes, I know. I don't think I could ever do it.
Be funny?
Well, just come
inspiring?
Up with the right message that would resonate
it's
with people.
It's not trite.
Yeah.
You don't want to be obvious.
No.
And you see like Oprah or like Gail King, they played a clip of Gail giving a graduation address.
Yeah.
Like she called out some college boyfriend that broke up with her.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That sounds like Gail.
That's that poor dude. Can you imagine? You're just sitting at home. You're sitting maybe with your current wife or maybe with a husband. Who knows what you've decided with your life.
Yes.
And that you got the CBS mornings on. And just a drive-by attack from Gail King. You're like, wait, what did I do? It's rough.
It is rough.
Got to settle scores. I didn't date that many people. I have nobody to settle a score with.
Yeah, me neither.
You're going to love this story from Mary Devine. We love her. Great reporter for the Pioneer Press.
Yes.
It's a story about a teacher-student connection at Lake Elmo Elementary School, and it's all around Post-it notes. Make it happen. Mom, Maggie Helwig, goes to school, opens her youngest son's locker. He's in fourth grade. And all the walls, the inside of the door, the inside of the locker, the back of the locker, colorful Post-it notes everywhere that her son, Finn, who's 10, got from his fourth grade teacher, Pam Mose.
Oh, my gosh.
So at a parent-teacher conference in the fall, Jed and Maggie, mom and dad, told Ms. Mose that Finn responds to positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
He'd struggled, never really liked school, starting in kindergarten. It just never, you know, some kids, it just
motivated.
Doesn't click.
Yeah.
And so the teacher, every night, opens his locker and puts in a note. It's so sweet.
That's wonderful.
Great job in reading yesterday.
Oh.
You worked hard on Friday afternoon. You had such a perfect day yesterday. Do it again today. It makes me tear up. It's so nice.
That is going the extra mile.
He had 30 of them posted in his locker. The others are in his home in a box for safekeeping.
Oh, I love that.
But he said, you know, you just think like, we hear so much about teachers and like, oh, this and that. And you're like, here's this teacher in Lake Elmo who's just like, you know what? Let's see if it works.
Right.
And she said she noticed an immediate change in his behavior once she started leaving the notes.
It's that positive reinforcement.
Oh,
amazing.
All right.
Love it.
I'm going to wipe the tears away. Mm. It's so sweet. Mm-hmm. So sweet. Good job. Good job to this teacher, Pam Mose. Good stuff. All right. Private grade school. How much does that cost?
A lot.
I was surprised by a survey that the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal did. We'll talk about that. Plus, new restaurants coming to Lake Minnetonka area. That and more as the D-Rush Hour News headlines continues here on a Friday on CCO. All right, May 26th, almost June. Can almost taste it. We continue with the D-Rush Hour News headlines. So private grade school. My kids go to public schools. I have lots of friends with kids at private schools. So how much are they shelling out here in the Twin Cities? Well, the Minneapolis St. Paul Business, there's no change being given, I'll tell you that much. They took a survey, and parents of students at the Twin Cities' largest private schools are spending up to $40,000 in tuition this year, or as little as $2,000. So the Business Journal survey of the private schools asked pre-K through 12 to provide their current tuition. The Blake School is the metro's most expensive out of the 28 largest schools. Now, some of the info is taken from school websites, and there's always, you know, financial aid for need, grade level. Are they in the church? All these different things, if it's a Catholic or a religious school. So Blake's highest is almost $40,000, $39,788 for eighth graders. And that includes a trip to Washington, D.C. It's about 8% more than last year's highest tuition rate for Blake. Blake has 1,300 students, so it's the biggest private school in the area. Breck in Golden Valley is a little smaller. It's affiliated with the Episcopal Church, but Breck has the third highest tuition. It's $35,000. Mounds Park Academy's top tuition is $36,000. But then Providence Academy in Plymouth is a relative bargain, $20,000. Hill Murray in Maplewood, $15,000. About 20,000 students, if you add up all the biggest private schools in our area. It's about the same as last year. In previous years, we have seen a big growth in private schools as some parents pulled their kids from public schools because of closures during the pandemic. Two new restaurants coming to the Lake Minnetonka area. One opened today. It's open right now. Star Tribune reporting on Lost Bay. Lost Bay debuts in Tonka Bay. It's at a boat slip. Or what do they call it? It's a marina. It's at a marina. Used to be a marina. Tequila Butcher was there last year. Tequila Butcher got kicked out. Lost Bay in. 140 people. 10 boat slips. Lost Bay will have, you know, tiki drinks, frozen cocktails, one drink at a pineapple, kind of nachos, fast casual type food, DJ and live band coming there soon. So that group is run by a couple of guys who are partnering with Chef Danny Del Prado with a restaurant called Leyline, and that's coming to downtown Excelsior. I didn't know about this one. 301 Water Street, right on the edge of Excelsior's Main Street. So this team runs Josephina, Maconda, and Wyzetta. Leyline Has a longtime Bar La Grasa chef who's going to run the kitchen. They'll have like kind of a water inspired, so lobster rolls, oysters, burgers, martinis. Sounds good. New baseball rules. We've been talking about these new rules a lot. What is the real change here? And New York Times taking a look at some of the changes. Through Monday, the average time of a 9-inning game, 2 hours, 37 minutes. Fastest Major League Baseball pace since 1984. Last year, through this same number of days, it was 3 hours, 5 minutes. That's a half hour. That's a big deal. What else? Stolen bases. I thought this was really interesting, Dan. Stolen base attempts up to 1.8 per game, the most since 2012.
Yep.
78.7% success rate, highest rate in history. The interesting part of this to me is that the five teams with the lowest payrolls are the five teams with the most steals. Oakland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland. And it sort of makes sense why.
Sure, they're looking for every marginal advantage they can get their hands on because they can't afford to just out-talent people.
And they tend to be younger because they're cheaper. So their payroll's low. Younger players are faster. Kind of an equalizer, not an equalizer compared to the big payroll, but at least another tool in the tool bag, another weapon for the low payroll teams.
Yeah, another place. You know, the whole money ball phenomenon is about finding, you know, small
areas little
advantage, and this is just another place you can do that.
The ban on shifts has worked as well. Batting average on balls in play is up to 298. That's up 6 points. And there's more fielding. You're seeing left-handers hitting a little higher on pulled ground balls and pulled line drives. So future generations of lefties, says the New York Times, may never know the angst of their predecessors. That is true. 529, we're going to keep the baseball talk going as we walk you up to, well, we have a little Henry Lake before a Twins pregame tonight. Twins playing at Target Field. Dan Hayes with some breaking news from the Twins coming up in just a minute on CCO.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Carlos Correa in the lineup. Just saw Dan Hayes from The Athletic tweet that out. Dan is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, Jason? How are you?
I am well, and it seems like Carlos is maybe feeling pretty good tonight as well, huh?
Surprisingly, because, yeah. You know, you never know, and everybody here is probably has a lot of trauma related to Timberwolves and plantar fasciitis.
Yes. Is he going to be out for half the season? What's going on here?
I'm guessing that there's a portion of the fan base that thought amputation was on the table the minute he said plantar fasciitis. You know, and look, he's always said it like that he was kind of feeling good, optimistic. He fully admitted he woke up in a lot of pain on Tuesday, but all he's done since then is straight treatment. And, He feels good. He was going in at, 3:45 today for another round of it. And I said to him, are you going to be in the lineup? He said, I'm hoping so. And like an hour later, the lineup came out and he is in it. And he's the one calling the shots here, because I think if he told the Twins, I need another day, they would have listened.
Yeah.
And they know. And yet they are confident and they have been there.
What do they do for plantar fasciitis? Is it steroid injections, or do you know what sort of treatment he's been getting?
I honestly didn't ask. We didn't, because by the time we found out, our media sessions and availability had all been over. We did a whole bunch of Royce Lewis talk, but you know, maybe it's Mr. Miyagi. Maybe it's the hands.
Little,
like, who knows?
Wax on, wax off. I think it is like stretching and stuff. I think that's part of it too, but it's.
I know that there is so much of a difference in how it's treated, even from 15 years ago now.
Hmm.
And that, you know, Rocco talked about it. He said he had it in one season in his career. The only thing that he felt it all year, he played with it. It was limiting, but the only thing that really shut it down for him was rest. it could be something that Carlos has to manage all season. We'll see. But I, like Rocco said, it's different for everybody. So we'll see. He was encouraged Wednesday. Carlos was, and obviously felt good enough today to go. So
right. Yeah, that'll
it's a
be good.
Good place to be. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Should be a fun night out at the ballpark. You're over at Target Field tonight?
Me and all of Canada. Yes, we're here. So.
What is the story with all of the Blue Jay fans who come to town? Is it just the convenience of the flight, or what's the story? What's the deal?
I think it is. When I covered the White Sox from 2012 to 17, Blue Jays fans were always at Guaranteed Rate Field. Maybe it is just, you know, it's a nice little hour and 15-minute flight.
Right.
Obviously, customs is an hour and 15 minutes itself, but aside from that, you know, I think it's pretty generally an easy trip, and Midwest is great. I mean, look, it's probably, you know, you think about the weather we have right now. This is desirable weather. People want to get outside and experience baseball. And, you know, Rogers Center, they do open the dome on certain days, but there's a lot of days where that dome is closed. And,
yeah, true.
This is a great place to see some baseball and enjoy it. And, man, downtown is just going to be inundated all weekend, even though the Jays are at a low point right now.
Poutine for everybody, I guess. What the heck? Let's go.
Hey, I want to know who created that and said, let's take all these great things that are just terrible for your arteries and make them into a dish, because it is a great thing.
I mean, you can understand the genius that was like, all right, French fries, and like, wouldn't it be cool to put cheese curds in there? You're like, sure.
Throw a little gravy on top.
The gravy, like, you're like, all right, that's, I know.
I'm in. I remember the first time I had it, and I was like, oh, man, this is heaven. And also, that jerk, whoever created this.
Yes, my wife and I went to Montreal in the spring. And there are, you know, they have restaurant after restaurant that's all they do. Different variety. They'll have like 8 different poutines on the menu.
And you know what? Generally speaking, I feel like Canada's a pretty healthy country. So
yeah.
They must be very active.
You got to walk around all the time, you know, in those big cities. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know. Crazy. Dan Hayes is with us. He writes for The Athletic. He is the Twins beat writer for The Athletic, theathletic.com. Get the app. Pay. Suck it up. Help pay Dan's salary. Buy the man some poutine. You know, the Twins have let me ask you this, because I can't tell if Twins fans should feel frustrated that we're not getting the offense we expected out of this team, or should we look at the record and say 26-24, that's, you know, sort of what we expected. They're leading the division. Like, should we be happy or should we be frustrated?
Should be frustrated. Definitely frustrated. I think, look, we talked to Derek Falvey today a little bit. Look, objectively, this team should be about 34-16, maybe not that, okay, but they should have about 6-7 more wins.
Because the pitching is that good?
The pitching has kept them in like 95% of their games.
Yeah.
And they're fun, you know, when you're in games that much, look, they've given away 8-9 games in the last 20 that were winners.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't do all that. You shouldn't expect perfection every time. But the fact is, they've been in a winning position. They haven't converted it as much. And as Derek probably was saying, that leads to losses that are more frustrating than, say, if you lost 6-1. When you lose 5-4, 4-3, and just a few things here or there could have switched the night around, as opposed to a blowout loss, you feel it a little bit more. So this team should be better. I think that if you consider that their offense hasn't been consistent, Carlos Correa has not put up the kind of numbers they expect. I don't know that the starting pitching can be this good all year. That would be pretty amazing if it was. But the bullpen can be better. Consider those things. It's good that they're here because it could be much worse. Hmm. They're in a very winnable division.
Yeah.
But they need to pick it up. This needs to be a better team. The offense needs to give that bullpen and that starting rotation days off with blowout wins. That hasn't happened. Just those games are so freeing. Look, this team is tired. You could tell they were this, you know, day and a half off. They finished up Wednesday afternoon, and here they are. They didn't have to return for almost 48 hours. They needed this after the West Coast trip. They were exhausted. You could tell. And I think that's a combo of that part of the schedule being there but also playing in tight games almost every day. It wears a team out, and the offense needs to pick it up because this needs to get a little easier at some point. And I think they're hoping that they get Jorge Polanco, Max Kepler back very soon. Royce Lewis could be here very soon to add into this group. And they generally need some energy with that offense, especially if Correa is not going to, you know, I don't expect Correa to keep hitting this way. But until he figures it out, you need something else.
Yeah.
And hopefully those things do add in and they can get on a roll that they haven't been able to, because this is the expectations weren't very high for this team. But it's pretty clear with the way the pitching has been that this is a better team than those expectations were. They just haven't lived up to it so far.
Dan Hayes is with The Athletic. Dan, tell me about tell me what this means. Baseball recalculated the fastball velocity for Duran. What is that?
Okay, so every pitch, all this stuff is they go through and review later, essentially. And they take all the science that goes into it and they can determine it. And it has not shown on Baseball Savant, but we asked Josh Kalk, who is basically the Twins pitching guru, the guy who looks at pitch design, pitch creation for guys and says, oh, this guy could use a slider, this guy could use a cutter, that kind of thing. Josh is their guy. And he also is very alert on the numbers. And so I asked him today, he said, because we expected the numbers to actually go down. He said most of the time that 104.6 might be decreased and it might only turn out to be 104.3. So I knew that, and I asked him this afternoon. He said, I was like, how much did it go down? And he said, it went up. And he was like, 104.8. So,
wow. It's just crazy.
Not many guys, it is. There's not many guys that can do. I think Jordan Hicks from St. Louis hit 105. There's just not a lot of guys that throw that hard. It's incredible when it happens, but you know what? It's funny. He did 103, 104.4, and then 104.6 in a row. And Wilmer Flores fouled them all off, which is even crazier to me.
Yeah.
So,
how do they even see it to make contact? Yeah. You just have to be guessing, right? You know how fast he's throwing.
Cheat to it. Absolutely. You're cheating to that fastball to catch up to that kind of heat. And some guys can do that and actually put it in play. And I think later in the at-bat, he doubled on a off-speed pitch, which, by the way, his off-speed pitch being 91 is just silly. So fun.
Fun to watch, for sure. The Twins' bullpen has struggled, no doubt about it, but Duran has been a bright spot, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. One of the most electric pitchers in baseball and just hasn't had some of the opportunities. The reason he pitched the other day was he hadn't pitched in 4 days because they hadn't been in a position to use him. So they were going to use him no matter what. He was fresh, it was warm weather, and he lit up the radar gun.
All right, you're a music guy. There are a lot of big concerts coming to the Twin Cities this summer. John Bream in the Star Tribune wrote kind of his 8 must-see concerts. I want you to tell me if you'd be in or out on these 8 shows. Janet Jackson.
Well, I'm flying back to Chicago at 5 in the morning to see her tomorrow night at Tinley Park. So, I'm in.
I mean, you could go Tuesday at the X, Dan, but
Well, the girlfriend would probably prefer that I go see her with her. So,
I suppose, that's what happens when your girlfriend's a Chicago girl. Taylor Swift. Yes.
I would, just for the show. Yes, absolutely. I'm not a huge fan, but I imagine that's a spectacle that has to be seen.
At U.S. Bank. I saw Taylor at, was she at the X, I think, is where I saw her? It was great. The Red Tour is when I saw her.
I would absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Erica Badu.
I mean, we're talking about a legend, so yes, I would.
Also,
absolutely.
Yes. Beyonce? Yep.
Oh, come on. That's a no-doubter. That should be number one on that list, personally.
I mean if you said no, you would just be canceled. Like, the Bay, it'd be over for you.
I mean, come on. Even if you don't know all the songs, like, you know, it was great. I saw Lizzo in November in Chicago, and I only knew a couple songs. And the whole show is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the music and how it sounds. That's how I feel like Beyonce is. Like, there's a reason why you're around that long. It's sort of like Mariah Carey. When you are that talented, you just create stuff that always sounds good. And that's how you have, you sustain a 20-year career. So, yes, absolutely.
Madonna?
Slowing down, but sure, yeah.
I know. Madonna's sort of the, I don't know. I mean, well, you got to respect the legend, but
it totally depends on the type of show she does, because I know she does different shows where she doesn't do the hits and she does specific
albums.
And so I would probably want to see something with the hits, like a nostalgia show. Sure. Yeah.
She'll be at the X, so like it'll sound good. I don't know. Pink at Target Field on August 10th.
Not as much of a fan. I mean, she's great too, but I probably would.
That'd be a pass. Yeah. Acrobatic, though. For the acrobatics, that would be fun. But yeah. And then the chicks at the State Fair he's got on here.
Probably not my thing. So I'd pass.
That's
there.
A pass for me as well. Yeah.
And he didn't mention Killers on that list, because I'm so disappointed they're coming here. And and we're going to be in Oakland.
Right. That's the bit. No, the kick.
I'm going home to see my family in California, and I'm beholden to make that trip, and I'm missing the Killers. That's the most disappointing thing for me.
I know it. I want to see the Killers too. Pearl Jam, the Killers, Lionel Richie, and Sam Smith. All pretty good. I'd see all of those. It'd be all.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyone wants to give me and Dan tickets, we're good to go. Dan, have a good time at Target Field tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, Jason, thanks.
There he goes, Dan Hayes with The Athletic. He joins us every Friday at this time. 5:49, back in a minute with the war on cherry on CCO. There's a Twin Cities-based corporation that is outraging the internet based on a decision it made for what to sell. And I'm not talking about Target. Dairy Queen. Give me a break. What is with your war on the flavor cherry? Dairy Queen is getting rid of the cherry dipped cone. Their statement, it's profound. At this time, the cherry dipped cone at Dairy Queen is being discontinued. Yeah. Why? Why do you hate us? Why do you hate cherry lovers? I love cherry.
How many times did you ever buy a cherry dipped cone?
Dan, that is not the point.
No, that's exactly the point.
Years ago, Dairy Queen took my absolute favorite Blizzard, the choco-covered cherry. And they discontinued that. Then they had Choco Cherry Love, and they discontinued that.
Mm.
How dare you, Dairy Queen? Cherry dip cone. Sick of this attack. Sick of the hate, Dairy Queen. We're just trying to love. We love cherry. Henry Lake next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.